Continuing on our general Judaic journey through Shas, in Brachos of Daf Yud, we are introduced to a powerhouse Tanaitic couple. That is the great Tana Reb Meir, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. When you have a Stam Mishnah without a name, that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir had a very famous wife named Bruya. Bruya was a very knowledgeable woman. Therefore, there is a girl's school in Elizabeth, New Jersey, named Bruya. Now, there were some troublemakers in town that were causing Rabbi Meir a lot of pain, and Rabbi Meir davened that they should die. And Rabbi Meir's wife, Bruya, heard her very hush of a husband davening they should die, and she turned to Rabbi Meir and she asked him a question from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Yitamul chata'im min ha'aretz." It doesn't say that the sinners should leave the land. It says that the sins should leave the land. If we daven that they do tshuva, they will no longer have sins, and they will become tzaddikim. We shouldn't daven that they should die. We should daven that their sins should disappear, and they should do tshuva. And in fact, Bruya davened that they should do tshuva. And in fact, they did do tshuva. On the side of the page in Brachos, there's a Gilyon HaShas. Rabbi Kiva Eger sends us to a similar story in the Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Chav Gimel. On Daf Chav Gimel, we have the grandson of Choni HaMa'agel. Choni, the one who drew a circle, stood in the circle outside and told Hashem he's not leaving the circle until Hashem brings rain. And he was a very holy Jew with a very holy grandson named Abba Chilkiah. Abba Chilkiah and his wife had a similar discussion. They were troublemakers. He was davening that they should die, and his wife told him, "We shouldn't daven that they should die. We should daven that they do tshuva." And in fact, they did do tshuva. The other source that Rabbi Kiva Eger sends us to in the Gilyon HaShas is actually the Zohar. The Zohar of Parshas Vayera, when it comes to Abraham and Sodom, there the Zohar says that there is a mitzvah to daven for the wicked that they should do tshuva. And then it says that you're not allowed to daven for someone to die. And then the Zohar goes on to say, imagine someone daven that Terach, the terrible idolater with an idol store, should die for his sins. Then we wouldn't have his great son Abraham and his grandson Yitzchak and Yaakov and the tribes and the entire Jewish people, the entire purpose of the world, the entire purpose of the universe. The Jewish people would not exist if someone would have davened for Terach to die, and Terach would have died. And therefore we don't daven that even terribly wicked people should die, but rather we daven that they should do tshuva. And in fact, this is how Chazal understand the pasuk. When Moshe sees the Egyptian hitting the Jew, it says, "Vayifen kovacho." He looked this way and that way before he killed the Mitzri. And what was he looking? He was looking to see if any good was going to come out of this Mitzri. Is this Mitzri the Egyptian version of Terach that's going to have some fantastic descendants? And Moshe Rabbeinu, with his Ruach HaKodesh, was able to see that nothing good was going to come out of this Mitzri. He was a terrible, rotten person, and Moshe went on to kill him. And the rest of the story we know. He had to run away from Paro, and he ended up in Midian, and he ended up finding his wife. So the moral of the story is, we don't daven for the wicked to die, we daven for the wicked to do tshuva. Now, there is a discussion amongst the commentators. A person has free will, so how can I daven for myself to help myself overcome my challenges, but how can I daven for someone else to do tshuva? Doesn't he have free will? So, I don't fully understand the question, because when we daven for someone to do tshuva, we're not davening and we don't expect Hashem to take away his free will and turn him into a tzaddik. Hashem doesn't work like that. The whole purpose of the world is free will. But we daven that Hashem should make his challenges easier. Everybody has different challenges in life. Some challenges are easier, some challenges are more difficult. So we're davening that the challenges of whomever we're davening for should be easier, and that should help the person, that he should make the free choice to be able to do tshuva. May we all have the great schus of always making the right decisions.